Ford Motor Company gifts Pope Leo XIV one-of-a-kind Explorer SUV with the Pope vanity plate. By Lowell Coffee Lawn, March 8, 2026. Pope Leo XIV has a new, custom-outfitted Ford Explorer SUV. Complete with papal vanity plates, delivered personally by the automaker's CEO Jim Farley, and his wife, Leah. The couple presented the vehicle during a private audience with the pontiff late last month, the Detroit Free Press reported Saturday. Known formerly as Cardinal Robert Prevost before his election last May, Pope Leo is the first U.S.-born pope in the history of the Catholic Church. According to Fox News Business, the Black Explorer Platinum, customized with a 3.3-liter V6 hybrid powertrain and 10-speed hybrid transmission, was assembled at Ford's Chicago Assembly Plant, located about 5 miles from Leo's hometown of Dalton. It also features vanity license plates that read D.A. Pope and Leo XIV. Inside, the seat tags feature the Chicago flag and the city's skyline is stitched into the vehicle's center console. Engravings of the skyline and St. Peter's Basilica are found on the scuff plates near the bottom of the SUV's doors. The Platinum Edition is also the model's top trim package. The SUV, however, will not see a lot of action in Rome's heavy traffic or on narrow side streets. The pontiff will use it to cross the expansive grounds of the Vatican, according to Ford. He noticed and appreciated the personal touches, said Farley. We even took a quick drive, and I can confirm the Holy Father enjoys driving a sporty ride. But more than anything, what stays with me is the feeling of gratitude and joy we experienced meeting him and sharing this small gesture, one that reflects the pride and care of the Ford team back home in Chicago. Engineers and assembly workers were reportedly told they were building the vehicle for a VIP but were not told it was for the Pope due to security and confidentiality reasons. When I found out it was the Pope, I was so excited. Jennifer Barilovich, lead electrical systems engineer, told the news outlet. I can't believe I helped make a vehicle that the Pope is going to drive. The engineer graduated in 1986 from St. Rita in Chicago, where the Pope once taught. She continued, as soon as I could, I told my family. I come from a huge Catholic family, so everyone was thrilled and just thought it was the coolest project. Members of the team sent letters and gifts to the pontiff with the car. Among them were a special Chicago Assembly Plant recognition coin and a pizza box from Aurelio's Pizza, one of his favorite hometown restaurants. Knowing a vehicle built here in Chicago is going to the Pope. It's hard not to feel proud, said pre-delivery specialist Danny Golubovich. As someone with deep faith, it feels like an even greater honor. The work we do here is important, to our city, our families and people. Contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.